أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال فإنها محرمة عليهم 40 سنة يتيهون في الأرض فلا تأس على القوم الفاسقين. The ayah that we read yesterday, and it follows from the time when the Bani Israel were ordered to go and enter Sham, Syria, which at that time included Baitul Muqaddas, which we call Jerusalem today, Palestine. It included all that area. But the people, the 10 tribes out of the 12 tribes, had refused to go. And they said that you and your Allah go, we will sit here. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, losing hope in his people, turned to Allah Ta'ala and asked and said, "Oh Allah, I'm only responsible for myself and my brother Harun alayhi salam, who was also the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala." So when a person makes all effort to reform and correct the people, and the people in no way whatsoever they respond, then a person should just worry about himself and turn to Allah for his protection. So, and also of course, Yusha and Kilab, they were two persons who were also saved from this torment, and they also were not included in the curses because they were also prepared to go and fight. So anyway, on that we read this ayat where Allah says, قَالَ فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ 40 سَنَةً. فرمایا تحقیق وہ زمین حرام کی گئی ہے ان پر 40 برس. Allah said, as a punishment now, we have made that land, the land of Syria, very fertile ground, very, very lot of barakat in there, and lot of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam who had come there. It was their maskan, their place of living, and it was their matfan, the place where they were buried also. And it was just a matter of entering, and Allah would have given them victory, but they had refused. And so Allah said, now we have made that haram on them for 40 years. And Allah Ta'ala imprisoned them in an open valley. And every day they walked to try and get out of that valley without any success. They just remained there for 40 years and they could not conquer Baitul Muqaddas. They could not come out of that valley. With them also, as we had mentioned, was Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam also. Yusha alayhi salam also was with them. But they did not suffer the torture, the punishment which was for the Bani Israel. Just like the Malaika who are in Jahannam, they don't suffer any torture of Jahannam. Though they are in Jahannam, but they don't suffer any torture. Like that Allah Ta'ala had kept them. However, after the Allah, and further Allah says, يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضَ سَرْ مَارْتِ پھِرِنْگِ مُلْكْ مَنْ. And they will just be walking around there, trying to come out, but they will not be successful. They will remain there all the time. فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. So, to افسوس نہ کر نافرمان لوگوں پر. So, yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, do not show any grief and sorrow for these people who are the disobedient servants of Allah. And after they have been invited also, and they carry on in their obstinacy, in their disobedience, in their transgression, and when Allah's azab comes upon them, don't even feel sorry for them. That is what they deserve from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah save us all from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala and transgressing His laws. For when His punishment comes, it overtakes a person and there is then no escape after that. May Allah protect us, forgive us. So this was the condition of the Bani Israel. And then after the 40 years, then when they had all died, then only the righteous people were left behind. Allah made Yusha alayhi salam the Nabi of the time, and he went according to Allah's command, and they attacked this place where the Imadaka were very strong, mighty people physically. But when Allah's help come, all that does not help, and they overpowered them and they entered there. That was the case of the Bani Israel. On the other hand, we find the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were 100% behind his mission. All the time they were to his right, to his left. They were there for him in the morning, at night, day and night, all the time. Their lives were for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their wealth was for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And consequently, Allah gave them all these lands, right to Egypt and Morocco on this side, right to Iraq and Syria and all those countries, right to the east, China, Indonesia, Malaysia, to the north, Mongolia, etc. All these places Allah had given. And by the time of the Khilafat of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the whole world were paying taxes to the Muslims. And they were subjugated when they had sacrificed for deen like that, and they brought true deen into their lives. This is what Allah had given them already in this dunya. And what they're going to get in the akhirah, we cannot imagine how much, what enjoyment they are presently having in the akhirah forever. May Allah give us also tawfiq to stay away from the transgression, disobedience of Allah, make tawbah, turn to Allah Ta'ala, and be obedient to Allah and sacrifice our everything for Allah, and then see what Allah Ta'ala will give us here in this very dunya. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.